You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 12, recorded January 31st, 2009. Listening to All Things Transformers, and joining me this week is
Mike Blanchard from the TFG1 podcast. We are going to re-record episode 12, seeing as how my computer completely blacked out the last time we tried to do this. And you would think that it's episode 12. It's not like it's episode 13, so at least it's not like a jinx thing.
Yeah. And I forgot to introduce myself. Obviously, I'm Steve / Megatron. It is very early in the morning, so we are both exhausted.
Yeah, well, you know, I've only had 45 minutes of sleep, so... And it isn't because of my neighbors or anybody messing around in the hallways or anybody outside or whatever. It was just because I couldn't get to sleep. And by 3:30, I was like, still watching Team Knight Rider on the iPhone. And the and the battery started dying, so I was like, oh, okay. Turn on the iPod on the Bose, put the iPhone in the dock, and rolled over. Next thing I know, Shinedown's going off for my alarm, telling me it's time to get up to record. I'm like, ah, fuck.
And then we've been sitting here rambling on for the last hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we should have been taping the entire
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, we should have. Yep.
But knowing our luck, it would go out and die again.
I know. I don't understand this. I am taking my computer into the shop this week to find out why in the hell it has died six times since we had this ice and snowstorm here. Most of it is melted. All of the ice on the power lines has melted. Our power only flickered in and out a couple of times, but I think every time I've tried to have a Skype conversation with anyone in the past 2 weeks, my computer has completely... I've been sitting here just like I am now. I'm not touching the mouse. I'm not touching the keyboard. I'm not touching anything other than the volume control for the headset. And my computer just completely blacks out and restarts itself. It's not like I hit the start button and then I hit, you know, shut down or restart. It just... I don't freaking know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like Transmetal 2 Megatron came in here and fucked something up, bastard.
Yes.
So you can't even do the voice right this early.
Yes.
There you go.
Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. So what's in...
Oh, excellent. Yes.
So what's in the news this week other than that crappy Transformers 2 teaser we got at the Super Bowl?
Well, and I'll make a comment about that when I hit that, but I'm going to recap some of the news that was supposed to be in the last episode.
Yeah.
Or some stuff that came up since then.
Yeah.
Because we were going to record last Monday.
Yes.
And all I have is my audio, which shall now become a part of the Lost Level episode.
The TFG1 podcast, yep.
I shall merge it with Mike the Birdman Dodd's audio.
Yeah.
And we will be talking about two completely different subjects. So it will sound hilarious when I'm talking about how Optimus Prime and Rodimus are different than Axel Foley.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. So what do we get?
I'm going to figure it out, and it's going to be good.
Yep. Yep.
Play, like, the Beverly Hills Cop intro with the ATTF one or something mixed in. Have some kind of, like, funky-ass episode. I don't know. I'll figure something out when
yep.
I get to editing that.
Do.
I'll probably do that this weekend. But, oh, what were you going to say?
What do we got for news?
Well, there is Activision's new Revenge of the Fallen site, which is live, and it is for the new game that is coming out this year. And what the hell was that?
It was me putting my finger down my throat to gag myself for the game.
Wow. Anyways, the Chevy Beat and Chevy Trax in their robot modes was on the site, and apparently Activision chewed out TFW and made them take it down. But that's because they'll be releasing their trailer for the Revenge of the Fallen tie-in game next Friday, which would be this Friday. And so, yeah, they've got that coming for them, and damn, I'm retarded. But anyways, the freaking Revenge of the Fallen game is coming soon. They have that Battle for the Allspark coming back to their site, 2.0, which I tried playing and didn't care about.
Yeah.
And so hopefully the game is much better this year.
Yes, hopefully, because the original movie game for the 2007 movie is, well, actually, it's probably in a box somewhere now, seeing as how I'm still fucking moving, but yeah, before that it was just sitting on the shelf, and I played it probably a total of 45 minutes once I beat, or I didn't actually beat anything, once I found cheat codes to unlock all the G1 characters and all the levels and everything else, I said the hell with it, because the time constraints on that game just pissed me off to no end.
Yes, the time constraints were complete and utter bullshit. It ruined a completely good game of destroying everything in sight.
Yeah. Yeah, of destroying everything in sight. Activision, if you have any people that listen to any of our podcasts, get rid of the fucking time constraint levels.
Yeah, because it was awesome. I loved climbing up the buildings, jumping across them, smashing the hell out of everything,
that
and
was
then
cool
destroying
as hell.
Everything to the point of just no return, and I'd pick up cars and whatever. But anyways, I didn't use cheat codes until I got to the level where you could not beat that stupid ass, I think it was like a dump truck or some kind of vehicle that, well, you had to throw something at it in just the right timing to knock it over, and then you had to pick it up and throw the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then in order to damage and destroy it, which was more of a pain in the ass than destroying the boss itself.
Like I said, I didn't do any of the levels until after I did the cheat codes, and I only spent maybe 4 or 5 minutes even doing anything with the levels, and I just went back to just, like, the roaming mode, like you can roam the world, and just destroyed everything. That's all I did. I didn't even care about beating the game at all.
Yeah, after I got done with the first bit of time constraints, I didn't give a rat's ass whether I did anything in that game anymore.
Nope.
And considering I only bought it for $20, I didn't really care, so I ended up putting that back in the box, and it hasn't been touched since after I used the codes.
Yep, pretty much. So, hopefully this new game is a little bit better.
Yep.
Which, obviously, if the trailer's already coming out in conjunction with the new movie trailer this week, yeah, the game's probably already developed. They probably do have time constraint levels in there, and what I just said previously about not putting them in there is probably going to be ignored if the game's already been produced. So yeah, that was a waste of me talking.
Yeah, but hopefully they've learned from the last game, because there was a lot of bitching about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just that was not a very well-liked feature.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Also on the craptastic news, because I don't have show notes, I'm just pulling shit randomly. Transformers Animated finished after season 3 is the new rumor on reported from TFW 2005, and from unnamed sources through Cartoon Network. There's no truth to it so far, but it's probably going to end. And I would think that would be true, considering how long it takes them to release everything.
Just going back to compare, and I'm not really comparing the two shows, but compare the Beast Wars Beast Machines timeline as, like, how much time was in between each one of those seasons. and how much time is in between the fucking animated series. I'm pretty sure they put Beast Wars out back to back to back to back to back. And this thing, they put out a 3-part movie, which was the beginning of the series. Then they put out season one. Then they waited, what, 6 months or 9 months or half a year or whatever to put out season two. And then season three isn't going to be out until the middle of the spring sometime, supposedly in March, April, or May or June. It's fucking ridiculous. Just have one 2-hour episode ending the fucking show. Don't even have a season three. I'm so sick of this shit, hearing about season three is coming. This is what's going to be in season three. And yes, I respect the show for doing all the G1 references and everything else, and I like that they did that, but it's the worst fucking cartoon outside of Batman and the Brave and the Bold. And that's saying something, because Batman the Brave and the Bold is the fucking worst Batman cartoon I have ever seen.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's even worse than the Batman Scooby-Doo team-ups.
Wow.
That's just my opinion. When I first started watching it, I didn't go in with an open mind because I'm so used to Batman the Animated Series, which was the best Batman cartoon ever, in my opinion. And I'm so used to that animation style. Well, with Batman the Brave and the Bold, have you ever seen Justice League: The New Frontier?
The
DC animated movie that they put out last year or the year before?
No, I haven't seen The New Frontier. I've seen previous works of Justice League.
You've seen the cartoon. Well, the whole thing with the DC Universe movies is that they are trying to reinvent some of the characters and tell new stories. Well, Justice League New Frontier was a direct adaptation of Darwin Cook's story in the comics, and it was basically Silver Age-type story. Silver Age looking animation and everything else. Well, that's the same thing with Batman the Brave and the Bold. It's a Silver Age homage to the Silver Age Batman comics from DC, and the only two things I like about it is the Batmobile and the Batwing. Other than that, the show can go to hell and die. They have fucking Oswald from Drew Carey. They have Diedrich Bader playing the voice of Batman. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy is definitely the only Batman. He is the embodiment of
Batman. As far as the animated Batman, I agree.
Yes.
He's been doing the thing for for 15, 16 plus years now. And
well, it's just like Mark Hamill. He's the best Joker in the animated line.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But yeah, going back to Transformers Animated, yeah, Season 3... I could really give a shit less about. I mean, I had caught most of season 2 on YouTube only because I would always sleep past 11:30 or 10:30 or whenever the hell it was on Saturday mornings. Now maybe if what they do is they put it behind, or if Cartoon Network were to move Batman the Brave and the Bold to an 8:30 time slot on Friday nights and put Transformers Animated Season 3 in that 8 o'clock Friday night time slot, maybe I would, you know, watch it, but most likely I'll end up doing the same thing I did with Season 2 and just catching it on YouTube or some site, you know, whatever, some streaming site or whatever. I really could give a shit less about it now. I'm just so sick of waiting for it, and there's been absolutely no character development in that entire series. I think the only character that's developed is Megatron, and he's gotten even more eviler than what he was in season one.
Well, there's Bumblebee's getting more annoying, Starscream creating his clone army, and becoming a floating head. So you've had little nods there, but other than that, it's mostly intro character, kill character in the same episode. So it's like, okay, this is useless.
And we have never, as far as I know, now I have not watched all of Armada, Energon, and Cybertron, and I did not watch any of R.I.D. But as far as I know, in any Transformers cartoon that we've ever had, we have never had human fucking villains. Give me a break.
No, that is true.
It's just ridiculous. I was
Yeah, they're going to be able to combat a Transformer.
When I first saw, like, the Angry Archer or whatever the hell his name is, I thought fucking Batman was going to come in swinging off a bat pole or something and kick his ass. Just, God. It's going to go back to my review of The Girl Who Loved Power Glide from Season 2 when I eventually get to around to recording that episode of TFG1. It shows Power Glide on a fucking merry-go-round. This is like a 5-ton robot, or however the hell much they weigh, on a friggin' merry-go-round horse. Give me a break.
How do you not?
I know,
break
that's
it?
What I'm saying. Give me a fucking break. I
sit on a horsey, the horsey go crack. And I look down, and there's nothing there.
Well, it didn't do that. It shows him going around and around a few times. But, yeah.
And then it goes crap.
Actually, the Decepticons showed up and blew the thing all the hell, so... But, yeah.
Apparently, Autobots have the ability to change their weight on command.
Yeah. There's going to be tons of stuff coming up when I do my reviews, when I do future episodes of TFG1, because... There is just so many nonsensical things that both Autobots and Decepticons do that just you just don't think they can do. I mean,
What it is they ran out of ideas and they were supposed to have the movie between seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I guess we'll move on. Yeah. Cause, yeah. Revenge of the Fallen preview in Toy Fair number 140. Apparently it's due out in comic shops February 11th and regular newsstands February 24th.
Hmm.
And it says on the cover of the, for the advertisement anyway, it says, "Where's LaBeouf? He's in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, and that's in Toy Fair number 140. And it's got a picture of LaBeouf running, I think from Eagle Eye, like the movie.
Oh, God.
But
I'm sorry, but I think Shia's career has gone downhill since even Stevens went off the air. I just do.
Well, he tries using the same dynamic, I think, in everything, and it doesn't.
I will not watch Eagle Eye. I won't. Even if somebody
Eagle Eye was
even
good.
If somebody pays me or not pays me, even if somebody pays for me to go see the movie or to get it on DVD or whatever. I'd be like Santino Marella from WWE back in 2007 when Stone Cold came to confront him and Santino just threw the condemned DVD down like to the other side of the ring. You know, it'd be the same thing with me with Eagle Eye, and I refuse to watch the Indiana Jones 4 too. No, I ain't watching that crap.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, movies have really upset me the last few years. The only two good ones I've actually gone to see was Iron Man and The Dark Knight.
There was a couple Adam Sandler ones that I liked from last year, but other than that, I'd have to agree with you. Even the Saw series, like, I like seeing them, but come on, I mean, Jesus, the guy's dead. Drop the series. He is truly dead. It's not like a Jason or Michael Myers where, I can rise from the dead.
I am just waiting for a Saw 6 forum thread to show up on Earth2.net forums.
Well, Saw 6 is in production. It will be out the 24th of October. I know this because I sit here and I stare at movie listings all damn day. Because at dinner...
Now if only you could just get paid for doing that.
Well, hell yeah. I'd sit there and get paid to sit there and review movies and tell my opinions of them, because I watch so many damn movies. I have 610 movies and 6 Blu-rays. But anyways, back to my non-rant.
Yeah.
Roberto Orsi discusses scene additions to TF2. Says Decepticons, many of them being CGI, There's more freedom to add scenes in post-production. Adding extra scenes with Transformers is currently under consideration. As a follow-up, Roberto said, one extra long scene is being considered was Michael Bay's idea, with Bay saying, you and the fans are going to love this. Starscream's character will be more similar to his Generation 1 self.
Oh, God.
Which...
Facepalm! Ah! Go ahead,
John. And the last bit of news on that subject is Roberto states that producer Lorenzo Di Bonaventura comments in Empire magazine that there are around 40 robots and was not an exaggeration.
Well, I guess that's better than what the six we actually saw in the first one, or five or seven or however many we actually saw in the first one.
The whole five Autobots, yeah. And the whole, like...
Fort.
Well, they showed, like, 10 Decepticons, mm-hmm. but, like, they only appeared for, like, five seconds, unless they died.
I don't see with what I saw from that teaser, I mean, I know it's supposed to be just a teaser, I don't see how that this movie is going to be under 2 hours long.
No, I believe this movie... I said this hour, but yeah... I could have just left that alone. No one would have ever known. But, yeah, I believe this teaser trailer, which I happened to have before the Super Bowl played, because TFW had it leaked from YouTube, and I ripped that copy, and had it for download on PredaconEmpire.com. Mm-hmm. Notice PredaconEmpire.com. Mm-hmm. And, yes, and then I have an HD quality one on there now, replacing it, but...
Well, gee, thanks for telling me beforehand, because I have this crappy one that was originally on there.
Well, later in the day, I added the HD one.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, I found an HD copy, and I ripped it, and now it's on the same file name and everything on the site, and it you can see a lot more stuff on it, let's put it that way. You can see Optimus getting bitch-slapped. Sorry if you haven't seen the teaser, but...
Spoiler!
yeah. Well, I mean, come on, you're going to watch the movie anyway, and you're going to see the spoiler, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, the trailer, teaser trailer. The official trailer comes out the 13th of February. The teaser, obviously, came out during the Super Bowl. And it's 30 seconds long. It shows an aircraft carrier getting blown to a million pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear that, but... it's showing the various humans fighting. It's showing all the Decepticons battling, Ravage. It shows Starscream. It shows Barricade's new form as the Audi. shows a hand that looks similar to Megatron. Prime gets his ass bitch slapped. And there's a giant, like, monstrosity of a robot that flings Prime over a bridge.
Would that be the Fallen?
It could be, or it could be the Devastator, because I heard rumors that Devastator is going to look like a giant, freaking mangled-up gorilla. So I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I guess we'll have to wait and see until we get the official trailer.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it during the Super Bowl, because I recorded, like, I was told that it was going to happen between the third and fourth quarter is when it was supposed to air. And I just hit the DVR button on... I just hit my record button on my DVR, and I just let it go, and I went about and did other crap, and went back and fast-forward, rewind. Could never find it, so I just said, out of the hell with it, I'll see it eventually online. I don't care. So, I think the only Super Bowl commercial... I know this is off-topic, but the only Super Bowl commercial that I actually enjoyed watching was the guy with the Doritos, and every time he crunched it, you know, the chick's dress came off. That's about the only good commercial they had this year outside the trailers.
Wow. I'm surprised you haven't gone to watch all the other ones online.
No. I've been too busy packing this fucking place up and dealing with other crap.
And, yes, I believe we have... What is it? I gotta open up the file, but... yeah, we were going to address several other things. The toy reviews, I have three of them online, I think. And they were supposed to be done earlier, but I've got three more in the works. TFG1 areas added to the forums. Man, this seems like deja vu.
We already did this. But that's okay.
I have on there things to come. Hell if I know. I'm planning on redoing the site at some point. I don't know what I'm going to do. I see ideas from everybody, and then I'd like to create something new with the site because I get bored every 6 months.
Yeah, well, you know, that's cool. I mean, everything needs to be rebuffed and shinier every few months or every 6 months or every year or something like that. Like I'm real, like when I just started listening to podcasts, I don't even know how I found This Week in Geek. I was listening to TF Wire and Mike was on there, and so I went to the website and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And I have not before Steve Snowball Sailor did the reboot with the new stuff that they changed to now, I didn't really go on there that much to even explore what was on there. I went on there for a couple of interviews, but whatever ended up as podcasts in the iTunes, I would just listen to that. But their site is a hell of a lot easier to navigate now than it was before. So, and it looks really, really cool. So, yep.
Yeah, I like the new site that they have now. That old one was very outdated. But the new one is very nice. Yeah. I do like that. But, so, yeah. And in other news, we were going to have a discussion topic, but well, actually, since we don't want to overload your computer.
Actually, we did have a discussion topic, and I don't think it was because we had the discussion topic that it overloaded the computer. And so far, we're doing all right at coming in at just under 27 minutes. But the original discussion topic was, I had brought it up to Steve, what was it, almost 3 weeks ago now, about comparing and contrasting Optimus Prime and Megatron and Rodimus Prime and Galvatron from G1. Both, you know, their pre-movie, well, obviously not Rodimus and Galvatron, but Optimus and Megatron's pre-movie adventures, and then their movie stuff, and then obviously Rodimus and Galvatron from the movie on to the end of the series. So I guess we can just start with Optimus and Megatron. We might as well get this out of the way and get it done.
Yeah,
I am seeing as how obviously I'm rewatching all these cartoons and everything else. I know most people want it to be Optimus and Megatron for all time, as far as the leaders of the Autobots and Decepticons, especially when it comes to G1. And Optimus has a lot of good qualities, but sometimes his great qualities are also his downfalls. Like in the episode Heavy Metal War, Megatron specifically states that, you know, he's going to use Optimus's overdeveloped sense of honor against him in order to win the battle. Of course, Megatron cheats and gets all the Decepticons' powers by a power transfer, but that's beside the point. And Megatron he's just evil. Most shows or most cartoons have some sort of redeeming character for some villains. Megatron has no redeeming character traits whatsoever. So, yeah, this is where you're supposed to jump in.
Yes.
Wake up, damn it.
But, I like the original Megatron. I like the raspy voice. He does have a air of evil that none of the other Megatrons have managed to capture, although the the animated one has come close to the style, but that's because it's Corey Burton, and obviously he worked with the original voice cast. Frank Welker has definitely done a bang-up job at the voice on Megatron. I like the connections between Prime and Starscream that Megatron has, even the arguments. Although his gun form is pretty much he relies on other people to use his alt form, so it gives him really no benefit to transform. he is a powerful badass with very limited weaknesses in robot mode. Mostly what it is his arrogance that catches him, just like Starscream with his cowardice. Prime mostly is able to combat Megatron because he's the noble figure, and he won't play dirty, and so usually Megatron catches himself in his own schemes, and Prime's just there to knock him the rest of the way down.
I gotta say, though, there have been some episodes, I think it was The Ultimate Doom, and it was, there was something else, there was one, there's a few other ones, where that they've actually had to team up and work together to basically save planet Earth. So, I mean, it's nice to see that they can have that kind of character development, even though they completely hate each other, and want nothing to do with each other except to destroy each other. But at least there was some character development in G1 that they, at least for a day or two, could put their differences aside and save the planet. And that usually ended up happening by, you know, Starscream fucking up like always. And they had to save his ass. And the whole reason why I wanted to do this discussion topic was because one of the people that follows me on Twitter keeps giving me shit about being a Rodimus Prime fan. And, you know, they killed Optimus Prime. I'm sorry. It sucks. I know it sucks. And I'm not trying to be negative about it. I bawled my eyes out when I saw that. Because when I first saw it was on VHS, and I had not, I was too young to go to the theater at the time, and I didn't even know about a Transformers movie until, like, I think I saw it a year after it actually was released. And, you know, but, I mean, the whole point of the movie and the rest of the series was progressing through new characters. So, you know, they killed Optimus, Hot Rod becomes Rodimus, and Hot Rod is more of the happy-go-lucky, who gives a shit, let's just go race type of character. When he got the Matrix and he got the wisdom and became Rodimus and everything else, he became more, not as good as Optimus. No one could ever be as good as Optimus Prime, but he became a little wiser and kind of, he stepped up to the responsibilities. And he kind of, I always thought he filled Optimus's shoes fairly well. At least until he comes, at least until Optimus comes back, but, yeah. And then Galvatron, there really isn't any difference between Megatron and Galvatron. They're the same guy. The only difference is Galvatron's transform mode was more self-sufficient than Megatron's was, because Galvatron was this giant-ass purple cannon with an orange cannon nose thing, and he could pretty much shoot whatever the hell he wanted to at any time without having to be reliant on others to hold him in their hands. I think Megatron's schemes, for the most part, would have worked if it wasn't for Starscream. And the same thing with Galvatron. If it wasn't for Scourge and Cyclonus sometimes, Galvatron's schemes would have really worked.
So what you're saying is, if he didn't have any help, he could do it on
his own. No. What I'm saying is, if he didn't have the characters that were complete whiners, and granted, Cyclonus and Scourge did not want to overthrow him, but, like, Starscream always wanted to overthrow Megatron and Galvatron. So, if he didn't have those three characters, and he just had, like, Soundwave and Astrotrain and all the other ones, you know, everything would have been fine. I don't know. Just would have been it, you know. Maybe the Decepticons could have won a few battles. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
Rodimus, he is a good follow up to Prime, although, he's, I don't know. I don't see him as
the official leader.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he obviously did well enough for Prime to say, hey, you know, that's, you know, let's just hand the Matrix back to this kid after I decide to croak again. And he pretty much did that, and when he did have to die again, he gave the Matrix back to Hot Rod to become Rodimus again. And, you know, obviously Rodimus continued his legacy through part of Headmasters. Galvatron, on the other hand, although very... He was far more sinister than
Megatron.
Megatron. And he had a lot greater goals than just conquering Cybertron.
Oh, yeah.
Galvatron wanted to conquer
the universe, yeah.
And when the Headmasters, or Scorponok, Zarek, got involved, it screwed up his plans. And so in that, there was a lot of overthrows and a lot of power struggles for Decepticon command. And eventually led to Galvatron's demise.
Yeah. See, you keep talking about Headmasters, and we had discussed the continuation of the series over in Japan. We have talked about that before, but I never saw it. So my G1 ends with Rebirth. That's just how it ends for me. Because like I said, until I can get my hands on a fairly decent dub of that series, I'm just gonna go with my original G1.
Yeah, and see, with the Rebirth series, which hopefully I'll be on for the official podcast on TFT1.
Oh, yeah.
But they made the entire season in Canada. Because Japan went a completely different direction. And so they ended up getting different voice actors. They kept a few of the originals, but changed everyone else out for sound-alikes. And the animation quality was complete and utter crap compared to previous seasons in terms of G1 continuity characters.
Yep.
For instance, Prime, a lot of the time, would show up in random grays, blues, and reds, and would appear frequently wrong throughout the entire Rebirth
saga.
Yeah,
through the entire three-parter, Optimus was extremely off-model, and like I said, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today and a lot of the stuff that I've talked about on previous ATTF episodes, would, you know, I'll be bringing it up in TFG1. One thing that Rebirth did was it, I think, I'd have to look it up, but I think it was one of the last jobs by Vincent Price, because he played the voice of what's his name, Zarek, and the only other thing I can remember him from is he played some character on Scooby-Doo. I know he's a big I know he's a big movie star back in the 30s and 40s and 50s and stuff like that, but I don't remember. Sorry, I don't remember exactly what all he did, because obviously it was before my time.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, so, I can't pick one set or the other of who I like more out of the four characters. I pick them both. I pick both sets because they're two different. They're too different and not similar enough in style than to pick either one. So, I like all four of them.
Yeah, and I'd have to pick, because I am very biased, I like the Megatron and Optimus. Although Rodimus and Galvatron aren't that bad either.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Megatron and Optimus for, you know, for the seasons and the movie. For season one, season two, and then the movie. And then obviously I like Rodimus and Galvatron for, you know, the end of the movie, season three, season four. Well, Rodimus really wasn't in season. He wasn't really in Rebirth that much because he was Hot Rod again, but you get the general idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But it did give pre-movie and post-movie a very different set of events in terms of Autobot Decepticon battles.
Oh, yeah. It just amazes me, and I think somebody brought this up. It might have been on the 20th anniversary DVD commentary. In the first two seasons, the Dinobots were pretty much indestructible, except when they were in robot form. But yet, when they go to attack Devastator, all four of them are pretty much I think Slag is the only one that gets in a decent shot at Devastator right before Prime shows up to do his battle with Megatron. Grimlock, Swoop, and Sludge are all dispatched fairly quickly.
You know what's funny?
The Looney Tunes?
They're missing one.
Yeah, Snarl.
They're missing a Dinobot.
They're missing a what? Dinobot?
Yeah, they're missing Snarl.
He actually shows up later on. You have to really... When I was listening to the commentary, just because I had nothing else to do, I was listening to the fan commentary. I wasn't listening to the one that Nelson Shin and Sue Blue and Flint Dilly did. If you have that DVD, don't you? If you watch
yes.
it and you watch the fan commentary, they will point out when, and you have to really, really be fast with your pause button to catch this, when the ship, when Hot Rod's ship is coming down to the Junkion planet and it's spinning. If you pause it right when it shows the cockpit, you can see Snarl in the cockpit in robot mode. But it's very, very hard to catch. But
wow,
as far
weird.
As him actually being in the movie, yeah, no. He shows up a couple of times, but he's not showcased at all as far as being with the rest of the Dinobots. So, yeah, that's just... It's just weird. It's just a flub. Like all the other flubs, like with Ironhide floating by and a whole bunch of people floating by in the battle scenes in the beginning after they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'll probably save that listener question
we can do that another time. It's no big deal.
I'll do that in the next episode. Because I'm going to have to
wrap
this up.
There was something else. I had thought about something when I was talking about Hot Rod. Shit, I can't remember what it was. Oh well, go ahead and wrap up. I'll remember it at some point.
Alrighty. Well, and considering this is real early in the morning. Yeah. I'm going to just close off this episode because we're probably going to ramble on otherwise. This is Steve/Megatron signing off.
And this is Michael Blanchard from the TFG1 podcast. See you guys later.